Well, China always seems to be in the news lately. So, Kim, what's going on?
Well, if you look at China, you got to look at their 1.4 plus billion people. And 1.4 times any number is a big number. So China's big. If you look at when it comes to crops on the wheat, China produces 17.7% of the world's wheat crop, and they use 17.4. So they're pretty much self-sufficient in wheat production. In corn, they produce 22% of the world's corn crop, and they use 24 of it. So they're going to have to import corn. Soybeans, China produces 5% of the world's soybean crop. 61% of the imports are by China. You look at cotton, China produces 23% of the cotton and uses 32%. So China is a big user, a big importer of most agriculture commodities.
Sticking with corn in there, China's been selling corn out of the reserve, or the government reserves. So what impact is that going to have here in the U.S.?
Well, that's going to have some impact on the U.S. You go back a few weeks, China bought U.S. corn for imports. We had about a 25-cent increase in prices from that. We've lost 25 cents over the last week or so. But also over that same period, around the United States and around the world, we got rain on the corn crops. They've increased the corn estimate for production. And I think we've had that 25-cent decline is mostly because of weather and increased production expectations. So I think a little bit of impact on prices, but not much.
So with the economy the way that it is right now, the U.S. dollar has been declining a little bit. But is there going to be a positive impact when it comes to the to our U.S. crops?
I think for agriculture, it's a positive aspect because you go back to March, the dollar index was about 104. It's down to around 93, a little above that right now. That's about a 10% decline in that index. That means that corn, wheat, soybeans are 10% cheaper out on the world market. It makes us more competitive. So from an agriculture standpoint, I think it's positive.
It's August 1st, so we're heading toward the end of the summer. What advice do you have for farmers?
I think farmers have got to realize that farmers around the world are going to get more competitive. You've got Russia, lower wheat prices because they increased their wheat production estimate. You look at Brazil, they're bringing in more acres for soybeans. And you look at Ukraine, Argentina, Brazil, they're already exporting about 58% of the world's soybean exports. So you've got more competition from around the world. Our producers should expect more competition. We've got to keep our costs low and our quality high.
All righty, Kim. Kim Anderson, Grain Marketing Specialist here at Oklahoma State University.